We can talk to Stuart Hughes now, who I think is in Russell Square. What can you see, Stuart?
Well, that's right. I'm in Russell Square, which is just the other side of Tavistock Square, where we get the report of a bus having its roof ripped off. And as you say, the mobile phone network is struggling to cope. There are hundreds of people standing around me trying to make phone calls. Unfortunately, many of them can't because the mobile network is obviously suffering under the strain of phone calls. And so I'm having to speak to you from a satellite phone. Other people are having a lot of difficulty making telephone calls. I got into Russell Square by cycling in from West London. It's about the only way you can move any distance in central London at the moment. And it's quite clear that the incidents this morning aren't just affecting central London, because as I travelled in from West London into central London, many of the tube stations along the way have their shutters down. There are hundreds of people standing around asking for information, asking what's going on. And I would say that most bus stops, most major bus stops outside tube lines between West and Central London, each one has a number, several hundred people on them, I would say, all trying to get to their destinations, but having a lot of difficulty because the roads are moving with great difficulty. I've been here about 10 or 15 minutes. I've seen probably about 15 emergency vehicles passing through. You can probably hear them in the background. And a few moments ago, I saw a number of vehicles from London Underground, emergency response vehicles, passing through the police lines towards Tavistock Square.